From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. France Tuesday requested an emergency meeting of the UN Security Council to urgently address a crisis in Aleppo, according to the French ambassador. The meeting was expected to be held later in the day and would discuss measures to confront the worst humanitarian tragedy of the 21st century, according to the spokesman. An agreement for an immediate evacuation, meanwhile, of civilians and opposition fighters from East Aleppo and Syria had been reached, according to a rebel official Tuesday. He said that the agreement had been reached for the evacuation of the residents of Aleppo, civilians and fighters with their light weapons from the besieged districts of East Aleppo. He said the deal was to be sponsored by Russia and Turkey and would be implemented within hours. The European Union Tuesday wrestled with a rift over Turkey's EU membership bid after Austria led calls for the accession process to be halted over Ankara's post-coup crackdown. This is the EU Enlargement Commissioner, Johannes Hahn.
The accession negotiations.
He says the accession negotiations have come to a standstill for months, and I don't see any movement in the next couple of months. Meanwhile, the Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan lashed out at EU reluctance to revive membership talks and threatened to cancel a March deal, which has curbed the mass influx of refugees and migrants. President Barack Obama's administration has canceled the transfer of some munitions to ally Saudi Arabia. It comes amid anger about the civilian death toll from the kingdom's campaign in Yemen. A Tunisian man accused of being the captain of a migrant boat that sank, killing almost 700 people, was found guilty of multiple manslaughter and people smuggling on Tuesday and sentenced to 18 years in jail.